The last idea I would love to tell you about development. We servants of the Orthodox Church, we have a great part in this. We need to develop our country, develop our families, develop our kids. The idea of development is very biblical, is very church responsibility, and this is the key of solving many problems in our service. The idea of development simply is the word changing. We mean by development, we change. We change four things. We change the heart, the head, the hand, and the health. And these four H, heart, head, hand, health. We had a bishop called Amba Athanasius. He went to heaven in our Coptic church. He was a great man. He was always preaching this 4H, because this is the responsibility of a priest and the servant. Heart, head, hand, health. In order to change our people, we need to put some target, what they call in science SMART target. SMART target. SMART simplifies S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for realistic, and T for time limit. I'll give you an example to understand what I mean. If I am a servant in the kid field, I'm serving kids, I will put a target that they have to memorize 5 Psalms in 2 weeks. By saying so, this is a specific target and measurable, because one may take 3, one may take 1, one may take 5, and achievable. Achievable, they can get the 5 Psalms in 1 and 2 weeks. And realistic, because we need our kids to memorize Psalms. And time limited, because I said in 2 weeks period. In order to achieve this development, we need to have an order. Order in planning, like having a leader to each service and having a program for any service. Team, plan, SMART target, and looking always for potentials. Okay. Again, I'm repeating some ideas I told you, but it's important for me. We have to have system. In our cultures, as Egyptian and Ethiopian, we are not always organized, but our Lord Jesus Christ was always organized. And the developed countries, the bigger countries, are always organized. So if the church is very much organized, with systems and everything, every service will move forward and we can cover all the needs of our people. In this system, we need to know what not to do, not only what to do, but also what not to do. And also in any system, we need to know what we need to do first and what we need to do second, because sometimes we start with the second before the first. Like sometimes we are building a good building, but we did not prepare the servants or the activities in this building. And this building is not used good. In whatever system, we need to know how to start and how to continue. Sometimes we start good, but we do not maintain or continue any program. I'm telling this lecture just to tell you one specific idea. In our churches, Egyptian or Ethiopian, we need to prepare servants specific for each service. We need preparation, good preparation of servants specific for each service. Also, in the story of development, there are 4 steps. First, learn. Second, practice. Third, be able. Fourth, you are now equipped, empowered. So first of all, we learn. Second, we try to practice what we learned. Third time, now we are able to do what we had learned. And the fourth step, that we are good in doing this. We are empowered. We know how to do it alone. As written by the words of St. Paul, he said in Philippians chapter 4, I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know, look to the verbs, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In this passage, you can see there is learning, there is ability gained by practice, and the last point, I can do. I'll give you an example. If you are teaching somebody to pray, first of all, you are teaching him the importance of prayer and how to pray. It's kind of teaching. After some time, he started to exercise. He started to pray, but not very good because he's still in the early phase of training. After more time, much more time, now he can pray alone easily without struggle because he knows how to pray. The fourth step, he is ready now to teach others how to pray. Glory to God. Amen.